Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, Lashana Tova. A very happy new year to you and a peaceful Sabbath. Today is Monday, the 26th of September, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, it's Tishri 1. Today is Rosh Kodesh Tishri, so head of the month Tishri. On the Hebrew calendar, it's Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, so New Year's Day, and Yom Teruah, the blasting of the shofar. Hallelujah. Today is a very special day on the Most High God's calendar. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High God, for today is a day on which the barren woman is to sing with joy, because on this day Yahweh remembered Hannah and opened her womb and allowed her to conceive Samuel. And also on this day, Yahweh remembered Sarah, Abraham's wife. So Hannah, Elkanah's wife, and Sarah, Abraham's wife, and caused her to conceive baby Isaac in her womb, Yitzchak. Hallelujah. The story of the conception of Isaac can be found in Genesis chapter 21. Hallelujah. Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did to Sarah as he had spoken. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which Yah had spoken to him. Hallelujah. And Abraham called his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac, in Hebrew, Yitzchak. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, and Yah had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Yitzchak was born to him. Sarah said, Yah has made me laugh. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. She said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Hallelujah. Today is the day of remembrance of Yahweh. Those who have been crying out to Yah to remember them in various ways, remember you to deliver you from every form of barrenness. Masika yandara babosa, ribobo shaka yandara babosa, ribosika yanda. Today is the end of barrenness in our lives. Mandara babosika yanda, rikobo shandara babosa. Every barrenness in our lives today be turned to fruitfulness in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Every barrenness today in our lives be turned to fruitfulness in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Every barrenness in our lives today be turned to fruitfulness. 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 In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, every barrenness in our lives today, be turned to fruitfulness. 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 Every barrenness in our lives today, in every area of our lives, be turned to fruitfulness. unfruitfulness be turned to fruitfulness in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, as you turned the barrenness of Hannah and Sarah to fruitfulness, turn our lives to fruitfulness, turn our barrenness to fruitfulness. Cause us to bear many good fruit for you. Cause us to bear many good fruit for you. Cause us to bear many good fruit for you. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, every barrenness in our lives today, this Rosh Hashanah, be turned to fruitfulness. Masata yerebo shandala baba, rikararare yerebo shandala baba. Every barrenness in our lives, be turned to fruitfulness. Be turned to fruitfulness. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, every barrenness in our lives, be turned to fruitfulness. Be turned to fruitfulness. Be turned to fruitfulness. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, be turned to fruitfulness. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, every barrenness in our lives, be turned to fruitfulness this day, this Rosh Hashanah, this New Year's Day. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Father, give us a miracle this day. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, give us a miracle this day, Lord. Let every barrenness in our lives be turned to fruitfulness, Lord. Remember us this day, Lord. Remember us this day, Lord. Deliver us from barrenness. Cause us to sing a song of joy in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Cause us to sing a song of joy in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Cause us to sing a song of joy in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Blessed be the name of Yahushua. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise, praise, Yah, praise Ahaya. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, Ahaya, Asher, Ahaya. Hallelujah. I am who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let us now read Genesis. Oh, hold on. I want us to read Leviticus chapter 23, the part that talks about Rosh Hashanah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Leviticus 23:23 says, Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Moshe saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of trump of shofar, a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, however, on the tenth day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall afflict yourselves, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall do no kind of work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before Yahweh. For whoever it is who shall not deny himself in that same day shall be cut off from his people. Whoever it is who does any kind of work in that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no kind of work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall deny yourselves. Deny yourselves mean fast. And then he continues to talk about in the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall keep your Sabbath. Hallelujah. Okay, the next one, verse 33, talks about a Sukkot. So the main verse here is 23:24.
Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of shofar horns, a holy convocation. Then 25, you shall do no work, and you shall offer an offering of made by fire to Yahweh. So that is the scripture that tells us what is to happen on the day of on Rosh Hashanah, also known as Yom Teruah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So this that I just read is part of the Torah portion for today. It's part of the Torah portion for today. It's part of the readings that we are meant to read. The Torah portion for Rosh Hashanah. You remember I read Genesis 21 and I read a few verses. So one of the readings for Rosh Hashanah is Genesis 21, 1 to 34. I didn't even know this when I was reading. So on the first day, we read Genesis 21, 1 to 34. And then on the second day, we read Genesis 22, 1 to 24. So Genesis 21 talks of the conception and the birth of Isaac, because this is the season when it happened. And then Genesis 22 talks of the binding of Isaac. Now, Genesis 22 is meant to be read on Yom Kippur, but we read it on Rosh Hashanah because, you know, there's a lot to focus on Yom Kippur. So it wouldn't be possible to focus on it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto the Most High God, yeah. So, you know, the legends of the Jews, the lost books of the Bible say a lot. I don't understand why some people reject them, but I'm looking now at the Haftarah portion for today. And guess what? Once again, I didn't realize that the Haftarah portion, which is from the prophets or the writing, is 1 Samuel verses 1 to chapter 22 verse 10. So 1 Samuel 1 to chapter 2. Sorry, chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 10. And then the Brit Hadashah for today, so the New Testament reading for today is from the Gospels, and we are reading Matthew 24, 29 to 36. Remember, those few verses talk about the coming of the Lord. And then Luke chapter 1, 39 to 55. Let's go to those Brit Hadashah portions. Oh, let's first of all read 1 Samuel 1 to 10. We've read part of 1 Samuel 1. Let's read 1 Samuel 2, 1 to 10. Hannah prayed and said, My heart exults in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My horn is my strength. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. Your salvation is Yahushua. There is no one as holy as Yahweh, for there is no one besides you, nor is there any rock like our God, Yah. Don't keep talking so exceedingly proud. Don't let arrogance come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is a God of knowledge. By him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken. Those who stumbled are armed with strength. Those who are full have hired themselves out for bread. Those who are hungry are satisfied. Yes, the barren has borne 7. She who has many children languishes. Yahweh kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and brings up. Yahweh makes poor and makes rich. Yahweh makes poor and makes rich. He brings low, he also lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust. He raises up the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy from the dunghill to make them sit with princes and inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's. He has set the world on them. He will keep the feet of his holy ones, but the wicked shall he put to silence in darkness. For no man shall prevail by strength. Those who strive but with Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. He will thunder against them in the sky. Yahweh will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king and exalt the throne of his anointed. Hallelujah. Amen in Yahusha's name. That is the song of Hannah. And it reminds me of the song of Mary that we sing in during the time of Hanukkah. Hallelujah. This is how it goes. My heart praises, my soul is glad because of Yah, my Savior. He has remembered his lowly servant. Almighty Yah has done great things for me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Almighty God has done great things for me. My heart praises, my soul is glad because of Yah, my Savior. He has remembered his lowly servant. Almighty Yah has done great things for me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Almighty God has done great things for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's another part to this song, but I've forgotten it, so I'll just stop there. So that's the reading, and that's another part of the reading for today. 1 Samuel 2, 1 to 10. I feel like reading it again, but because of time factor, I'm just going to stop there. Let's now go to Luke, because we've read Matthew 24 a little bit. I'm first of all going to read from Luke 1, 39 to 55. Luke 1, 39 to 55. Hallelujah. It says, Mary arose in those days and went... Oh, hold on. Yes, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, Yehuda, and entered into the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elisheva heard Mariam's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elisheva was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. She called out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came into my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord Yahweh." Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God, Yah, my Savior. For he has looked at the humble state of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is for generations of generations on those who fear him. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down princes from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich empty away. He has given help to Israel, his servant, that he might remember mercy as spoken to our fathers, to Abraham and his offspring forever. Amen. Amen. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. Two songs come to mind. I've already sung one. I'll sing it again. These words from Luke 1, 35 to 55, they are very much related to Hannah's song. Luke 1:39 to 55, they are very much related to Hannah's song that is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1 to 10. So let me sing again. My heart praises, my soul is glad because of Yah, my Savior. He has remembered his lowly servant. Almighty God has done great things for me. All glory, hallelujah. All glory, hallelujah. All glory, hallelujah. Almighty God has done great things for me. Na 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 na. Then there's a part that says, he has filled the hungry with good things. But you know what? I'll stop there. Let me sing the other one. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit praises his name. Even death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. You are Lord, even in the grave, Yahushua. You are Lord, even in my marriage, Yahushua. You are Lord, even in my marriage, Yahushua. You are Lord, even in my life, Yahushua. You are Lord, even in my life, you are Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit praises his name. Even death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. You are Lord, even in the grave. You are Lord, Yahushua. Amen in Yahushua's name. Now let me quickly read Matthew 24:29 to 36. But immediately after the oppression of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Yah, not man, will appear in the sky. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Yah, not man, coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. He will send out his angels with a great sound of the shofar, and they will gather together his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Okay, I need to stop there at verse 31. I'll continue in the next audio. Remain blessed in Yahushua Mashiach's name. Shalom.